Today on Around and About, an interview with Melinda Rainey Thompson and Morgan Murphy. They're co-authors of a new book titled I Love You, Now Hush. It's a collection of, you might call it, dueling essays. Subjects covered are romance, relationships, Southern life, and Southern humor. These authors will be doing a signing tonight at Barnes & Noble by Hamilton Place. They stopped by WUTC to talk about their book. They say their collection of essays will appeal to many different readers.
Well, I would say our audience are probably Southerners first, although they're on universal themes. Second, married people, people in relationships, couples, men and women.
Pretty much everybody that enjoys a little humorous look, a lighter look at the way men and women interact. You know, we enjoy one another. It's great fun. But we do think men and women have very different takes on things. Southern's our angle because we are Southerners, and that's what we know best. But worldwide, everybody sees things from those male and female points of view.
How did you two become co-authors?
Melinda called me. I was in the car.
I demanded.
She said she'd half finished her book, and she wanted me to write the other half. So I said, I'll be right over.
Morgan's a magazine writer, and I'd written two books before, Southern Women Aging Gracefully and The Swag Life, and then I was writing this one, normal kind of thing, thought things were going well, as usual, and got stuck, and I realized it needed another voice, but it didn't need just any voice, it needed Morgan Murphy's voice, and he would be the perfect male counterpoint to the book, and so I called him up, and, you know.
I'd left the world of magazines about 2 years prior, and I really miss writing as a regular part of my life, so it was a chance to get back in and do what I do.
And how are you familiar with Morgan's work?
I met Morgan years ago. I was teaching at a small college, Birmingham Southern College, and he was in my freshman composition class. So we actually met a long time ago. When you first start teaching college, you're just about 10 years older than the people that you're teaching. And he was a real standout student even then. And we kept in touch over the years, but not close touch. You know, just knew who he was, knew what he was doing, that kind of thing.
She was familiar with my work before I had work.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
Writing is difficult. Writing with a partner can be even more difficult. I asked Thompson and Murphy, what was the most challenging part about writing I Love You, Now Hush?
Splitting the paycheck.
Yeah, that's the worst part. It is hard because you're, especially having done two other books alone, traveled alone, done all those things alone, it is different. You're trying to see the other person's take, but I really think it was a benefit in this kind of book because you're looking for that tension or the differences between something. So I would take a topic on profanity, or he would do yard work or housekeeping or whatever, and you're like, oh, you're kidding. You really think that? Men really think that? Come on. So that actually, I think, probably was a help in this book.
I try to provoke her. You know, every now and then I'm a man, and that's what we do. I'd throw one over the transom and see how she'd react. There's one chapter on romance where she writes a lot of tips. We give short lists at the end of a number of chapters. They're supposed to be short, pithy lists. And she'd written a list on how to romance a Southern woman. And it's complicated romancing women. I mean, there's a lot of, you know,
oh, we're
kiss
worth
the
it.
Inside
we're
of
so
the palm
worth it.
And bring flowers and blah, blah, blah. And I was sitting there, and I was going to type my response out, and only two words came to mind, get naked.
But man is a simple creature.
Well, I mean, I think that would work for most men. But I wrote get naked. I put it into, we sent things to each other as an attachment, and I thought, well, you know, I don't know how she's going to react to that. She's either going to.
I spit iced tea out of my mouth. It flew out of my mouth. He makes me laugh till I think I'm going to throw up. And that's great together. That's my audience is that kind of people. They can look at themselves with a little bit of sense of humor. I'm the butt of the joke. Morgan's the butt of the joke. We don't take it out on anybody else in the world. It's G-rated humor, but I think everybody can find their life in these pages.
Well, you don't take it out on much of the world.
He's a little harsher than I am.
I hand it to old lady Matheson, my cello teacher.
Murphy uses several colorful expressions to describe that cello teacher, and that made me wonder exactly how much of their writing is true. In their book, they talk about relationships. Are there anecdotes based on real daily life? They say, yes.
It is daily life. It is. Absolutely. You could be in the next book. I tell everybody it's an occupational hazard.
I'm not make this stuff up.
No, you can't make it up. It's a reality show down here. But I'm a stay-at-home mom of three kids. I don't get out that much. Everything I see is fodder. But since the joke is only on me, it's okay. Everybody else comes out smelling like a rose.
And how are friends and family reacting?
Well, old lady Matheson's furious, but I think everybody else is pretty okay with it.
You know, they see their life and enjoy it. People like to be in books. I didn't use anybody's names until this book. This is the first time now I'm just laying it out there and calling people who they are. I think people kind of enjoy it. It's fun. It's fun.
If you'd like to meet these authors and pick up a copy of I Love You, Now Hush, you can do it tonight. They have a book signing.
We do. We do. At 5 o'clock, is that right, Barnes & Noble? We're going to sign. It's like you got a lot of snow. We're pushing on a city a day, so we'll see.
What kind of people are you looking to come out to this signing tonight?
Well, anyone who loves books. I mean, Melinda and I met through the love of words. I mean, it was freshman composition English. It can't get any more basic than that. So if you love writing and you love talking to authors about their inspiration.
Well-written humor. There's no excuse for just because your topics are light for not having good quality writing. So if you're looking for a Valentine's Day, this is the kind of thing for you. We have a whole chapter on Valentine's Day. It's called Construction Paper Hearts, and Morgan's title is, of course, The Big...
Well, you said it.
The Big V. I mean, does that not seem like a man's approach to Valentine's Day?
So, victory.
Men or women, this would be a good happy gift.
More information about the book can be found at www.blairpub.com. More information about tonight's book signing is on our blog. You'll find a link to that on the Around and About page at wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.